This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, the IRS denies Christian group tax-exempt status because Christian teachings lead to voting for Republicans. That story right after this short message.
Have you heard about Liberty University's one-of-a-kind scholarship? Students from families that typically make $35,000 to $95,000 annually probably won't qualify for the federal Pell Grant, which provides vital funds for college. Our Middle America Scholarship, when combined with the Liberty Champion Award, will match the Pell Grant, a value of over $20,000 in 4 years. Want to know more? Text MAS to 49596 for more information. Again, that's MAS to 49596.
The Internal Revenue Service has denied a religious group their 501c3 tax-exempt status because they say that Christian teachings lead to voting for Republicans. The goal of the Texas-based Christians Engaged group is to awaken, motivate, educate, and empower ordinary believers in Jesus Christ by encouraging them to regularly pray for our nation and elected officials, vote in every election to impact our culture, and engage our hearts in some form of political education or activism for the furtherance of our nation. They state on their website that they are educational, Christian, and nonpartisan, but they were told by the IRS that they are being denied their tax-exempt status. In the 5-page tax-exempt decision, Stephen A. Martin, the director of the IRS Office of Exempt Organizations Rulings and Agreements, explained that, quote, "Specifically, you educate believers on national issues that are central to their belief in the Bible as the inerrant Word of God. Specifically, you educate Christians on what the Bible says in areas where they can be instrumental, including the areas of sanctity of life, the definition of marriage, biblical justice, freedom of speech, defense, borders and immigration, and U.S. and Israel relations. The Bible teachings are typically affiliated with the Republican Party and candidates. This disqualifies you for exemption." Christians Engaged believe that this is a completely unfair ruling and is pursuing legal recourse. They are being legally represented by First Liberty Institute regarding their unfair tax decision. Leah Patterson, counsel for First Liberty Institute, commented that the IRS states in an official letter that biblical values are exclusively Republican. That might be news to President Biden, who is often described as basing his political ideology on his religious beliefs. Only a politicized IRS can see Americans who pray for their nation, vote in every election, and work to engage others in the political process as a threat. The IRS violated its own regulations in denying tax-exempt status because Christians Engaged teaches biblical values. Bunny Pounds, the president of Christians Engaged, said that, "We just want to encourage more people to vote and participate in the political process. How can anyone be against that?" Pray for Christians Engaged and other groups like them that are facing opposition for teaching biblical principles that guide our decisions. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from others' journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast as well as many more Spirit-filled podcasts on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. For more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John Matarazzo. God bless you.